Hey everyone, welcome to Project Wellness. I'm super stoked that you're here again today to listen to my podcast. I hope you woke up to a beautiful day and that you're feeling positive and happy today and that your day is filled with wellness and joy. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal and I'm from Australia. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, medical herbalist and wellness advocate. And the whole idea of this podcast is to share with you my wellness and joy. And today I am really blessed because I'm about an hour north of Brisbane on the Sunshine Coast, on the east coast of Australia. And I'm at a vegan raw organic cafe called New Earth. And I am with beautiful Sarah, who set this cafe up 5 years ago, and she's going to share with us today her strategies for wellness and health. Hey Sarah, welcome.
Hi Dom, thank you so much for inviting me on the podcast. I love everything that you do and I feel very blessed to be interviewed by you this morning. Hello everyone, I hope you're all having a beautiful day wherever you are in the world.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 36 years old. I started my wellness journey when I was about 26 and I had a few health concerns. My husband had a heart attack and wasn't too well, and we decided to really take our health back into our own hands and learn from the best. We started researching, we started reading books, and we started trying things out on ourselves. And we decided personally for ourselves that having a whole foods, plant-based, organic diet was the best thing for us. We felt awesome, we had mental clarity, we had energy, we had a positive mindset overnight. I think clearing out all the toxic food just gave us clarity, and we also decided that we wanted to open a cafe because we knew that we wanted to share this way of living with the world.
That's fabulous. Tell us about the cafe you set up, New Earth Cafe.
So we set this cafe up in Coolum because we absolutely love Coolum. We love the chilled out lifestyle, the beach, the sunshine, the beautiful community that we have here. And we wanted to share something new. So we are the first raw organic plant-based cafe in Coolum. At the moment, we're still the only one, but we have got a great following, a great community that supports us. We are open from 7 till 4. From Monday to Saturday, and we love creating all the food here on site. So all the recipes are mine. We make smoothies, we do cold pressed juices, we make sweets, lots and lots of treats, and then we have a whole lunch menu as well. We have a coffee machine, we serve nut milks with all our coffees, and then we make some beautiful different lattes. So we add mushrooms into our hot chocolates and into our matchas and into our chais, and just lots of different delicious things that people can try that they can then create at home for themselves, but come and experience here first.
That's really inspiring. What would your day look like?
My day, for me, it's so important that I start the day right. So I'm a really big believer in a morning routine. I start my day, I wake up at around 4:30, 5 o'clock. I have my 1 liter of water with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in it. I have three beautiful puppies. I rescued two of them and I have a little Maltese. So I love to go out into nature with them. I like to start my day in appreciation for this beautiful part of the world that we live in. There's so much beauty around. So I love to climb Mount Nindri. And I'll then go home, make a big smoothie, drive to work drinking my smoothie. And then I'm at work from about 6 o'clock till 3 o'clock every day. Sometimes I do health coaching in between. Most of the time I'm at the cafe 6 days a week. And then I get home, I grab all my buckets of beautiful compost. We have about 30 litres of compost that we feed to our rescue horses. So I love animals, and I go down to the paddock for about an hour and I spend time with them, give them all the beautiful food, and then I head home. And three times a week I teach yoga as well. So then I teach a 2-hour yoga class. And then I literally just slide into bed after that.
That's busy. You have a really active lifestyle. If we looked at nutritional and herbal supplements that you took on top of your beautiful organic vegan diet, what would be your favourites?
I really love the product from the Global Healing Centre. So I do use a B12 every day. It's the adenosylcobalamin with the methocobalamin, and that's a B12, and it's called Vegan Safe B12 from the Global Healing Center in America. I also use their Detrex and their Detoxidine. So those are just three things that I have every day. I also like to include vitamin C. I love your tinctures. I love your balms, your creams. That's about all, because I feel I get so much from the food that I'm eating. I'm eating spray-free all the time, organic as much as I can. I'm drinking really, really clean water. So I drink only distilled water, and I add a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar to every liter. I drink about 3 to 4 liters a day. And then I'm very blessed to be able to grab anything off my shelves at the cafe and eat any of the foods that I make. So I'm getting such a variety. I learnt a while ago that primates eat up to 5,000 different ingredients over a week. And I looked in my fridge and realized I was eating about 30 to 40 different things. So I really try and diversify and get as many different things as I can, as many weird fruits and vegetables as I can, things that I wouldn't typically use, and just add those in so I'm getting extra nutrients.
What's the benefit of diversity in diet?
I think every food that you eat has a certain amount of nutrients, and if you keep eating those same foods over and over and over again, you're getting the same nutrients. But if you don't eat different, if you don't diversify, you might be missing out on so much. I mean, Mother Nature has created such an abundance of food for us to eat, and if we only stick to 20 or 30 things, we may be missing out on 100 different vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that we could be including into our diet. Each soil has different amounts of nutrients, so wherever that is grown is going to be different. One cucumber will not contain the same as another cucumber. So I also like to not always buy the same produce from the same supplier. I like to go to all different farmers. I'm creating a garden at home at the moment with some of our beautiful compost. I feed a lot to the horses as well, but for some of our beautiful compost, we put that back into the soil, and I believe when we keep nourishing the soil, we're going to get more in our foods as well. So I think diversity is so important. If you haven't tried a food or you don't like a food, try it again, because you might need it. Your body might just suddenly start craving it. Sometimes I don't feel like something. I'd like to eat intuitively, and then the next month I'll want, you know, 2 kilos of it. So I really like to listen to my body, and I feel that now at 36 I've started loving myself enough to really allow myself to eat what I feel like I need at that time without all the strict, you need to have this and this every day.
That's such a beautiful way to view food and to view diversity, and the fact that you're taking it from different soils and you're getting the highest nutritional profile that you can. What kind of difference does that make to the energy in your body and your daily abilities?
Wow, I mean, I've always been very active. So in my 20s, I was a horse riding instructor and a snowboard instructor for 8 years in Switzerland. And I have got more energy now at 37 than I did back then. And that to me is just astounding. I can't even believe that. I used to have aches and pains, and I just used to be tired. I used to find it hard to get out of bed. I used to be exhausted at the end of the day. Now sometimes I'm jumping out of my skin at 10 o'clock at night. I see the kitchen, I want to scrub the kitchen clean because I've just got so much energy. And I really believe that eating all of those different foods full of health and vitality, a lot of it is raw, so many colors, so much organic. You know, I never used to eat organic spray-free foods. I just ate what I could, and I never really put value on it. I would spend $100 on a perfume and try and find the cheapest foods. And I really realized that that was a self-love thing for me, because I valued everything else above my own health. And only by getting sick and having constant lung infections and having Ben have his heart attack and realizing that food was the number one thing that I needed to eat, to put into my body, to make me feel amazing, that was a really big mindset change for me. And it's changed my whole life. I have clarity, energy, vitality. I just feel like I can do every day at 100% and give 100%, and I don't feel like I'm draining myself when I talk to people and connect with people, because I've got so much energy to give.
So what was, do you think, was the defining moment for you, other than when Ben had his heart attack? What was the defining moment for you to change and do that shift?
So when I was 18 years old, I was involved in a really big car accident. I was in a Bedford van and we rolled on a highway and we flipped two times and I woke up in the hospital. I'd been out for 24 hours. I'd been put through an MRI. I woke up, I didn't even know what day it was. And my mum was already there and, you know, she was just so upset and I just didn't know what had happened and my lungs had collapsed. So I broke five ribs and the ribs broke in and punctured my lung on my right hand side, and I had never felt so low and so exhausted, and I could hardly breathe. Breath is life for me, so I couldn't even breathe. I had one of those little machines, I'm not sure what they're called, but you blow into them and the little balls, they wouldn't even go up, and the doctor said to me, look, until they go up you don't get to go home. So I spent 3 months in hospital and I was on morphine for a year, and I wasn't well. I was pretty sick. And after that, I went to doctors twice a year. I'd never been on antibiotics. My mum had studied homeopathy. I was raised homeopathically, never immunised. I was always, you know, mum had filters on water systems before anyone had a filter. Mum started the first organic co-op in New Zealand. So she gave me a really good foundation. But when I got sick and when my lungs collapsed, I didn't know what to do. I didn't have the knowledge. I just went to the doctors and was given antibiotics over and over and over again. I think I was just calculating the other day. I think I had 21 rounds of antibiotics from the age of 18 till when I was 26 years old. And then with Ben's heart attack, I started reading. And that was really empowering. And I started reading more and more and more. And I found the Gerson therapy. And I found Charlotte Gerson's small little book that cost me $5 on healing lung disease. And I thought, this can work for these people in this book. I'm going to try this myself. And so I just started juicing oranges, drinking so much orange juice. The next lung infection that I got, instead of running to the doctor and taking the antibiotics, I thought, you know what, I'm going to try and do this. I was in Switzerland at the time. I had 5 liters of orange juice a day for 5 days. Ben looked at me on the fifth day and he said, I'm going to take you to hospital. You do not look like you're getting better. You look like you're getting worse. And I said to him, I know that I look worse, but trust me, I feel for the very first time in my life that I'm getting stronger. And we went to sleep. In the morning, I woke up in a puddle of sweat, the whole bed. You literally had to get the doonas and duvets and the blankets and just chuck them out. That was so disgusting. And I woke up and I opened my eyes and I said, I'm never going to have a lung infection ever again in my life. And I haven't. And I just felt that healing system within me work properly. And I was just so connected to that. After that, I went, you know what? I can heal anything. I can look after myself. I felt so empowered. And that's what was that life-changing moment for me. That's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why I just sometimes someone asks me one question and an hour later I'm still talking to them, because I know that we all have that within us if we just give the body the right things. And if we just trust the body as well. And if we just learn to rest when we need to rest, to eat the foods that we need to eat, to get that knowledge if we don't know. There's so many books, there's so many talented people out there who have done the research and have, you know, spent 30 years and put that in a book for us. We're so blessed. We can go on the internet, we can find different remedies, we can find essential oils, we can find herbal teas. I just encourage everyone to not just get one opinion and not just try one thing. Try so many things. You're so worth it.
You're talking about orange juice cleansing for 5 days. Mm. I'm assuming that that is pure orange juice as a juice cleanse. Tell me why you went with the orange juice cleanse for your lungs.
Not any ideas of my own, just Charlotte Gerson. She said, if you want to get well, you need to do 2 coffee enemas a day and you need to drink 5 litres of orange juice a day. Organic, fresh, ripe oranges that you squeeze yourself and you drink immediately. You know, it's not going to work if you go in and buy a plastic container in Woolies and then try and drink that. You need nutrient, enzyme, living fruits and juices. So that's really important.
I've been working on citrus fruits for the last 2 weeks. It's been my thing in my podcasts and blogs. And I love citrus fruits right now because of the vitamin C and bioflavonoids. And when you just told me about a 5-day orange juice cleanse, You know what, listeners? It's an awesome idea. If you get, not just, you don't have to do it for 5 days. Why don't you just do it for 1 day or 2 days and just stop on Friday night when you get in from work. It's coming into winter here in Australia now. Just chill out. Just get some pure oranges and juice them. Spend all day Saturday just at home. Be lazy, hang around the house and do an orange juice cleanse for 1 day or 2 days across the weekend. Now that's a super fast way to boost your immunity, give yourself some really good antioxidants, bioflavonoids, cleanse the body. And as Sarah was saying, coffee enemas, you know what? If you're going to do coffee enemas, make sure you learn how to do that kind of stuff properly. Sarah, can you just tell us other work that you do, you know, with health and wellness with people? What's your best strategy for people if they do want to have a cleanse right now coming into winter here in Australia?
That's a great question, Dom, and I totally agree with you. Like, do 1 day of orange juice. You know, the people that I'm health coaching at the moment, they're like, that's just too full on. I'm like, okay, include one glass of orange juice freshly squeezed every morning into your 1 month protocol and see how much that changes your life, because that can be all that you might need to just get that pick me up. To fight off that cold, to fight off that virus. There's so many people that are sick at the moment. So if you can just start to include more colours, more fruits that are available. Now, Mother Nature is so wise. So oranges and mandarins are in season. Go hard on them, you know. I think Ben ate 15 mandarins after yoga last night. And that's amazing, and he feels awesome, and it's just giving him a boost. And if you listen to your body, like, why didn't he stop at two? Because he didn't want it. Because he wanted to keep eating, because he felt good and he knew they were doing his body really good. So at the moment, for people who are wanting to do a cleanse or do a detox, I would say there's so many different ones you can do. Intermittent fasting can be something really great. You could finish eating at 6 o'clock at night. You could start eating again at 10 or 11 a.m. in the morning. Give your body a little bit more of a break, have more water. So many people right now, it's getting cold, they're drinking a liter of water a day. That's not enough. Add 2 more liters to that, make it 3 liters, and see how you feel from that. Start adding more fruits and vegetables and find out what's in season. Go to your local farmers markets and just start adding more fruits and veggies into your diet. Do 1 day where you're just eating fruit and vegetables. Do 1 day where you're maybe just having smoothies. Do 1 day where you're maybe just having cold pressed organic juices. It's really easy to just start a little and then you can work your way up. And it's not about excluding, it's about including. So start adding things in rather than going, I can't have that, I can't have that. If you still want a coffee, have your coffee. Make sure it's organic. You know, have a look at the milks that you're using with your coffee, but just start adding in things. Start adding in a green smoothie every day in winter. I mean, I'd do it all year round, but if you're feeling like you're a little bit low, a little bit tired, find it hard getting up in the morning, just start adding things in that are good for you. Start loving yourself with colour.
Loving yourself with colour. I really love that concept and that idea. It's like eat a rainbow, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a green smoothie last night and I'm like, that's Anahata chakra activation, man. That's like loving myself. That's green energy. It's got chlorella, spirulina, cucumber, avocado, kale, spinach. It's like amazing with coconut water and some banana. I'm going to teach yoga for 2 hours. I still want to be full and satisfied, but I want to feel awesome. I get so much clarity from having a green smoothie at dinner time. It's just so light. I can go to sleep. I'm not tired. I wake up because my body hasn't used all that energy to process and digest and break down foods. It's like literally being assimilated and distributed, and I feel awesome in the morning when I get up.
So this is kind of like a flip on the traditional way of eating where we would have a large meal at night. You've just given us a whole lot of health benefits into not having a large meal at night. How would you recommend people would go about that process? And what other things could they have other than smoothies instead of, you know, something cold at night, maybe something warm? What would you recommend?
So any soups would be really great. Like, I love pumpkin at the moment. I love pumpkin soup. I don't actually add coconut milk to my pumpkin soup. I add orange juice. So I roast the pumpkin with some rosemary and some garlic and some herbs, and then I blend the roasted pumpkin with orange juice. And I absolutely love that. I might add some cinnamon or things like that. For me, I've never had big meals at night, and that I think is that comes from my mum. My mum's Swiss, So in Switzerland, we eat the largest meal at lunchtime. Always. Never. There's no family member of mine that has a big meal for dinner. So my grandma would typically just have fruits and vegetables from her garden with some hummus or a salad with her own dressing. My auntie would make birchen muesli for dinner. So we were always used to eating lighter and having that big 2 hour break. In Switzerland, we have 2 hours off for lunch and we all eat a meal together. So that's the most important meal of the day. So for me, it was really easy. I know for other people, that's the time where they can switch off, where they've just worked from, you know, 9 to 5. They haven't had time. They've been running all day long and they just want to have that big satisfying meal. Try and reduce the amount of meat, the amount of eggs, the amount of dairy you're having at that time, because that's going to be much harder for your body to break down and process. Just have a look at things that are easier to break down. You know, typically fruits and vegetables, between 4 and 7 hours, they're going to break down in the system. If you eat a meal at 8 o'clock at night, you are not going to be healing and detoxing and regenerating and restoring if you're eating this super large meal that your body has to then spend all its energy on breaking down overnight. And a lot of people that I health coach will be like, I'm so tired in the morning. What did you have for dinner? Oh, potato and lamb and like some gravy and like a bit of bread. And I'm like, well, how are you resting when your body is trying to digest and process and break down this heavy meal? So if you don't want to have smoothies, because I know they're cold, you could have a warm soup. I would even have, like, you can have a quinoa porridge. You know, you could just have some rice and vegetables. You could have a veggie stir fry. There's so many different ways that you can lighten your evening meal.
I agree completely. And what I love about having an evening meal that is light is that it allows my body to relax more. And I use a lot of water therapies, and I know that you use a lot of air therapies and breath work. Can you tell me about how you use water and air in your own healing for yourself and for others?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, air, wow, it's so important. Food, you know, we can go for days without food. Water is a little harder, but we could still go for a couple of days without water. But breath, air, it's impossible to go for a number of minutes without that. So for me, at the start of my journey, I wasn't really focused on breathing at all. I was more focused on food. And then I started to relax into it. And when the food became easier and I knew what to eat, I started looking at all these other things, mindset, not being stressed, breathing, yoga, movement, sound healing. And I just went, whoa, I know nothing. There's so much out there, and I still know nothing. You know, I'm still so open to learning more and more and more, because I think I will never stop learning. And I'm so humbled by some of the people who have done 50, 60 years of research and then put that up there for free on YouTube, and you can listen to that and learn about that. So about 4 years ago, I really started incorporating breath work, breathing, yoga. I started teaching a lot more yoga and just really noticing how many people did not take one deep breath per day and how deficient they were in oxygen and how they were so tight and so stiff. And when you start to breathe into the body, you open the body, but you open the mind as well. And you open up to so many new possibilities and you oxygenate the body on such an amazing level that you gain so much clarity and strength and vitality from that. So for me, breathing is a very important part of my day. I spend about 10 to 15 minutes consciously breathing every morning as well. Whether that is I'm in a rush and I'm in the car, I'll just put my hand on my belly and I will breathe for 18 minutes. It takes me 18 minutes to get to work, so I focus on my breathing. I might spend a few minutes every day, whenever I think of it, whoa, I'm a little bit stressed out. Whoa, I'm a bit out of my body. I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Right, look down at my feet, ground, and then I take some deep breaths. And I've really noticed that that has helped me deal with my day. Hasn't actually got less busy. It's got busier. But I feel like even people around me now are noticing I'm a lot more calm. Whereas, you know, first time you open a cafe, it's hectic. It's like crazy. I don't know how to do book work. I don't know how to do the ordering. I don't know how to be in charge of staff members. It was very new for me and I was overwhelmed. And even with my amazing partner, Ben, who takes half the load, we were both overwhelmed. So for us, breathing, and movement and doing yoga and doing that every day has just been our foundation to keep doing everything else that we do. And then involving the sound healing into that as well, and breathing to sound is transformational. It's amazing.
So you've taken it to another level, because not only have you got the cafe here, but you're also offering, I know that you were at the Woodford Folk Festival last year with your beautiful yoga and sound healing work with Ben. Can you tell us how you take that out to people?
Yes, so we 3 years ago we were very lucky. We were able to buy a 4-acre property, and Ben is amazing. He's talented in everything he does. Everything he touches, it turns to gold. So he created a beautiful center for us out there. It's called New Earth Metta Healing Center, and it's a big room, and we basically have 3 yoga classes there a week with meditation and sound healing, where we hold ourselves accountable. You know, like, I do it because people are like, oh my God, you're so busy and you still do that. I do that so that I do it. So that I am doing at least 6 to 7 hours of yoga a week as well to maintain myself. And it's beautiful that I can share that with people and have them come and enjoy that. But it's for me as well. It's really for me. And then I love to share that with others. So we do the yoga and the sound healing and the meditation. And then we do full moon sound healings, which is 1.5 hours. Of crystal bowls, flutes, didgeridoo, tuning forks. And then every Wednesday now as well, we're holding transformational breath workshops, which is again with all the beautiful sound, with the Sanskrit chants, with the mantras, but with people really breathing. Who takes 1.5 hours to lie there and breathe? You know, and even if that means you're just oxygenating yourself, there's so much self-love involved in that as well. It's like connecting in with yourself and loving yourself enough to breathe and be ready for transformation and be ready for growth. Like, it's, yeah, I just feel so blessed, so lucky that I'm able to do this experience and share it with other people.
So you talk about sound healing, crystal balls, didgeridoos. Like, in Australia, that is something that we're coming into contact with more and more these days. There's a lot of offerings at yoga centres and in festivals with this kind of work. What are the benefits of sound healing, Sarah?
Wow. For me personally, I'll tell you a quick little story. 2 years ago, I did my first breathwork, transformational breathwork workshop. And I had got 10 people together. I had a guy come in. And I said to everyone, it's $90 a person. You got to trust me on this. They were like, do you know the guy? And I said, no. But I feel that this is something that we need to do. I've never heard of it before, but I want to try it. Everyone came. Everyone trusted. My close friends all gave $90. And I went into that feeling like, oh, my God, if this doesn't work out, if this is just some hoax, like, I've made everyone pay $90 here. I've hosted it at my house and I have no clue about what we're going to do. So anyway, we all started breathing. I was the first person to cry and scream, and God, I don't even know what happened in that 1.5 hours, but I sat up and I had released so much trauma. I had released so many blockages that I had from when I was a child. I loved singing. I always wanted to be a singer when I was 10 or 12. By the time I was 12, my beautiful stepdad, you know, who, he was going through so much stuff. Sometimes when we're children, we think adults have it all and know it all and have life and, you know, in perspective. And he was just struggling. And so when I would sing, that would trigger him. And he would be like, shut up, stop singing, stop it, you know, go to your room. And so by the time I was 12, 14, I was like, shut up, stop singing, don't sing. This is, you know, going to get someone's going to get angry with you when you do this. And that was it for me. I just stopped. It wasn't a dream anymore. I didn't want to talk about it anymore. When I met Ben, I would sing quietly. And he's like, oh, my God. Ben's an amazing musician. So he spent 20 years playing instruments in different bands. And he loves music. And he's like, I want to, you know, do some music with you. And I was like, that's not going to happen ever. Never. It's not going to happen. I don't want to do it. It's not my journey. I don't want to share that with people. I freak out, it gives me anxiety, I get so nervous. So basically, short story, I woke up from that breath work, you know, I came back into my body, I had had these amazing experiences, and I sat up and I looked at Ben and I said, I'm ready to sing with you. And he just was like, what? And I said, I'm going to sing with you. Ben had started doing sound healings on his own, just crystal bowls and didgeridoo and instruments. And I would just lay there and I would enjoy it, but I didn't want to get involved. And so the very next month I knew some mantras, but I'd never sung them myself. So my dad's Sri Lankan. So I've got a lot of that in my heritage, I guess, in my history. So I found it quite easy to pronounce the Sanskrit words and the mantras and the chants, and I learnt them. And the next sound healing, I started singing. And every sound healing I do, when I sing, I break through another level. You know, I still have those moments where I sit there and I'm like, what are you doing? You're not good enough. This is crazy. You need to, like, lie back down. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to keep breaking through and trusting and going through it. And so for me, it's a massive transformation, massive healing journey for me as well. But the results that we've had with people who come and lie down, the moment I started singing, they started booking out a month in advance, which was just so humbling and so amazing for me, because, you know, for 20 something years I was like, oh, I'm not gonna sing, I don't want to sing, I don't want to share my voice with the world. And people would come up to me and be like, I shook as the moment you started singing. I started releasing and shaking, and you know, the fact that you were singing gave me the permission to let go and to let go of old stuff. And I've had a man in his 60s come off his heart medication. He got all the tests. It took him 4 months. He comes to every sound healing. He came and told me two months ago that he's off his, heart medication. So I was just like, that is amazing. I have other people who say, you know what, I can't sleep ever. And when I come to your sound healing, so the next week, I can sleep for the whole week. So I think it really helps people to get into that receiving mode, to relax, to unwind, to de-stress, to let go, and it gives them permission to heal on a real deep level. And I don't know how to explain all that, but it's transformational. It's amazing.
You're listening to Project Wellness. So this is Dominique Liff-Kamal, and I'm really blessed today to be talking with Sarah Parsons from New Earth Meta Centre and New Earth Cafe here in Australia on the East Coast. And Sarah, I would like to ask you now about the sound healing, like, you know, the transformation of that. That's a really beautiful story. You know, we all have things that are blocked at a certain point in our life. And then to open that up again is a key to healing. What do you think is the most important key for healing for people, if they're going to, you know, like, where would you start? Like, some of our listeners, you know, they might not have access to a lot of this stuff that you're talking about, or they might be a little bit, like, nervous to step into it, or they might be just bouncing in their seats right now saying, I'm going to do all of this. So what kind of advice do you have for our listeners of Project Wellness?
Wow, so the theme in the last 2 or 3 months with all the people that I am health coaching is the lack of self-love, the lack of using your words powerfully. I can't, I don't think I can do it, I don't feel well, I'm tired, my body's useless, my body's exhausted. I don't want to do that. And I'm like, listen to your words. Your words create the emotions and the feelings in your body, and they create your reality. So I would say the very most important thing for me is a daily gratitude routine in the morning. And I have now created an ebook. It's actually just finished 2 days ago, because I want to share that with everyone. We've started doing retreats as well, so I like to give them that book. It's 22 days of gratitude. Do it for 22 days, see how your world transforms, see how your life transforms, see how your words change. Instead of saying, I can't, I am learning to do. If you can start that in the morning, you can do anything that you believe that you can do. So I don't think I can make all these changes. I'm going to make one change this week and another change next week. And that's empowering, that's moving forward, that's opening your mind a little bit, that's opening your whole world up to transformation and to changing, and that's what we all want. And everyone's got a different way of getting to that, but I think if you can start your day properly, whatever that is for you, a little mantra, writing in a gratitude journal, doing some breath work, doing some meditation, starting the day with a liter of water, having a smoothie, whatever that is, if you do the morning right, I really believe that the rest of the day is going to be a lot easier. And if you can have gratitude for today, then you are opening up to a whole heap of gratitude. gratitude tomorrow. So many more things to be grateful for. If you can see what is in the present moment, what you have right now. You know, I sleep and I wake up to birds. I'm on my own property. I have beautiful puppies. I have an amazing life partner. I have the possibility to have clean, fresh, organic, spray-free fruits and vegetables. I have clean water. There are so many things. I have sunshine. I have a safe part of the world to live in, you know. Not all of us have the same things, but find the things that you have to be grateful for right now in that moment, and then watch as you have more things to be grateful for as they keep coming into your life. And breathe.
Gratefulness is a practice, and there's a way. It's called the Maui process. And it is basically where you lie down when you wake up in the morning, and you put your feet on the ground, and the first thing you say is, today will be an amazing day. Today will be a great day. And then that process of that conscious decision as your very first step into the day is something that I think is quite beautiful to do. That's something that I was watching recently. I love listening to TEDx talks, and I love listening to inspiring people. And today you're super inspiring for me, Sarah. I'm really grateful that you're talking with me. Thank you for making time. When you talk about gratefulness, what do you think is the biggest block for gratefulness in people's lives?
For me, the biggest block was I felt like I was too busy, so I can only talk for myself. But I felt like I couldn't take the time in the morning to even have a gratitude practice because it was so busy and it was so go, go, go. And I would recommend checking out Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, Wayne Dyer, Oprah's Super Soul sessions. All of these amazing people who I would listen to while I was being busy driving. I would just have them on, and I realized that I was making so many excuses, and that really, if I got up half an hour earlier and just got up, what I like to do is put my alarm in the kitchen so that I can't just roll over and press snooze, because that's what I would do. So know yourself. You know, if you know that you're going to press snooze, put the alarm in the kitchen so you have to get up and walk down the hallway and go to the kitchen and turn the alarm off. And then you're up, and then have your gratitude journal there on the table so that you're ready to write in it or you're ready to use it. Have everything set up. Have your liter of water set up so that you make that conscious choice in the morning to have that liter of water. I think that was my biggest block, is that I didn't know myself enough. I was sneaky. So I had it all in my head of how it was going to be, and there wasn't an option to change it. Whereas when I started preparing myself for the next day, for the morning, I would get up and have to walk to the phone. I was up, so then I was going to do it. So I think a lot of times we just say, oh, I'm too tired, I can't do it, I don't have enough energy, and we just roll over again. And like for me now, that really shows me how I live my life. If I just roll back over in bed, how's the rest of my day going to be amazing? How am I going to do anything if that's what I choose to do? The very first moment I open my eyes and I consciously come back into my body and wake up to this amazing, beautiful world, this blessed life that we're all living, all these opportunities around us, and just roll over. Like, that's setting my vibration for the day. That's setting my intention for the day. So for me, it's like, if you can get yourself up in the morning and spend the first 15 to 20 minutes doing something that is great for you, even if it's having a cup of tea, reading your favorite book, listening to some beautiful music, I think that's going to slowly start to remove those blockages. And if you can change something every day, we always do the same things day and day, over and over and over again. We think the same things. So if you can just start to get hold of your sneaky mind and start to slowly build new patterns and new ways of being, I think that is how we remove the blockages. And it's just a process. And you might think you've removed the blockages, and then there's another one that comes up, and that's totally fine. It's just slowly loving yourself enough to make the time for yourself. If you want to get to know someone, you go and have a cup of tea with them every week. We don't do that with ourselves. If you want to know yourself, you're going to need to be alone with yourself and just starting to learn where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, and then focus on the weaknesses and start to improve them day to day. And that's how I remove my blockages. I realize it, I accept it, and then I find strategies to overcome it by myself. I can't get anyone to do that for me. I have to do it myself, and that's empowering for me.
The art of the internal practice to know oneself and then to take it out into the world. I love that. Like, I love my morning sadhana. You know, I do kundalini yoga, and every morning I do a sadhana, or I go surfing really early in the morning. They're the things that really feed me for the day. I always stay away from technology as well. Like,
absolutely.
I don't go near technology for a while. What's your favorite food, Sarah? And tell us some more stuff about what you eat and what you love to nourish yourself.
I love smoothies. I would say that one of my favorite foods is bananas. I just love bananas. I love mangoes. I love pineapples. I really love fruit. And I think I was born in Sri Lanka to a Sri Lankan father and a Swiss mother. And I think I've got the definite love for all those fruits. We have 150 acres in Sri Lanka. I've only been there twice, unfortunately, in my whole life. And we have coconut, and we have pineapple, and we have mango, and we have pawpaw, and we have banana. I love all those things. I really love them. But then I also love the Bircher Mueslis and the salads and lots of greens and all the things that my mum had a lot of when she was growing up. So I really like to look back and see what my family was eating, what my generations would eat, what my grandparents were eating, and I like to still bring that into my life now. I don't like anything that's processed. I really like to make my own food. I think you can feel the intention in the food. You can feel the love in the food, and I think connecting with my food before I eat it, I have a greater appreciation for it. I like to look at my food and think, where did that come from? Who made this? Who grew this? I have gratitude for farmers. I have so much gratitude for the people that are working so, so hard to give me this beautiful food. You know, I've started with my own garden, and it is not easy. And there is a lot of labor that goes into that. So I really like to have gratitude for all the food I eat. And I love to have lots of fresh food. So I'm not someone who cooks a lot of food. I was living in Switzerland, minus 20 degrees, teaching up on the mountain. I would take my gloves off and my hands would freeze, and I would still have a smoothie. Not because I read that it was good anywhere, but because I loved it. I would have protein balls, so I'd make like nut and date, you know, cacao, maca powder, spirulina, protein balls, and I would have them in my pockets. And I still do that now. I still move around a lot and work a lot. I always make sure that I sit down and have one meal a day, which is generally lunchtime. Sometimes it's dinner. Most of my day is just a variety of smoothies. At the moment, I'm having a beautiful, bright blue spirulina, blueberry, coconut water, date, banana, spinach smoothie. And I absolutely love that. That's
Can you just say that again? What's in the smoothie?
Blue spirulina, actually blue pea flowers as well. The flowers are bright blue. Blueberries, dates, banana, coconut water, and spinach.
Why that combination?
Because it just tastes delicious and it looks so good. You know, I'm like, where do I get that vibrancy, that blue? Is that blue? That's going into my body. That's my throat chakra. That's just activating my sharing with the world, my speech, using my words, opening my throat, singing, all of that. So for me, I'm so drawn to that in the morning. I spend a lot of time talking to people during the day. I just love that. I love the greens as well. I eat at least one blue meal a day and at least one green meal a day. And I also love cooked potato, organic cooked potato. We probably go through 10 kilos in 2 weeks, just me and Ben, because we love having that with dips and raw hummuses and raw pestos and all that sort of stuff as well.
You're living a really idyllic lifestyle. Do you look at your lifestyle as unusual or different to other people, or are you seeing a lot of people around you living in a similar way?
I'm very blessed to be on the Sunshine Coast. I think when we first started 5 years ago, I had a lot of friends here. I did move back to Switzerland for 5 years, but I moved back to a community that I already knew. And when me and Ben moved back and everyone saw how good Ben was doing and how much he had healed and how amazing he was looking, a lot of our friends, all of our family adopted the way that we eat. So I guess I live in a bit of a bubble because I never see anyone eat any differently. Like all the crew that work for me, I've got 8 staff members, they're amazing. They all love this food. You know, we make a cake and we all get excited. We all want to, it's hilarious. If I make a new cake, half of it's sold to the staff members by the end of the day because they are all just so passionate about it and they love the Whole Foods and they love all the different ingredients. So I'm very lucky to be surrounded by a community and people that eat this way. The farmers markets have exploded here on the Sunshine Coast. There's so much great produce. So many of my friends are starting gardens. The people that I health coach are ready for transformation. So they, you know, they know what I'm about. I don't coach you and say you can keep eating this crap and you can keep doing this stuff. And I go in there and I'm like, let's look at your cupboards. Let's look at the products that you're using in your house, you know. I get rid of all of that. And so very quickly they start to eat the same way. And I see the results. That's why I'm so passionate about it. I see the transformation. I see the amazing change in 6 months, in 2 months, in 1 month sometimes. And I see how people become happier and more motivated, and their words change. You know, I had one guy who used to come in here swearing all the time, F this and F that, and I helped his wife and his daughter. Well, he tried to commit suicide. He was put in hospital for a month. He came back and he said, you know what, I'm ready to try. I haven't heard a swear word come out of his mouth in 3 years. That is my joy. Like, that is what inspires me, and I just feel so blessed to have this life where I can watch someone who is 45 kilos overweight, has got stage 4 cancer all over his skin, is so depressed, is not being a good dad, is not able to connect with his wife, transform like that. You know, he's moved to a property, he has a massive garden, he started his own skincare range, he's quit his job, he's off his antidepressants, he was on them for 40 years. He is so joyful about food. He comes in here most days and gives me a hug. And this is a man who, when he used to come in, Ben used to say, babe, there's just some people that aren't ready for change. And I would just look at him and I was like, nah, he is going to be ready for it one day. And to see that, it makes me have so much hope for everyone. You know, the biggest thing I think for people is to realize that you have so much power within yourself. And just by making small changes, you can feel so different. You know, I would recommend everyone just stop drinking town water. Like, far out. That will change your life. If you stop drinking chlorine, and you know fluoride for a lot of Australians, stop drinking it. Try drinking good, clean water. See how different you feel. 75% of the body is water. If the water inside you is shit, you are going to feel shit. That you know, how are you going to be able to digest food if you're drinking chlorine, which kills bacteria in your gut, your microbiome is bacteria? How are you going to be able to digest and process food? How are you going to feel well mentally, emotionally? How are you going to have energy if you are ruining your stomach every day with cups and cups of crappy water? How are you going to feel well if you're cooking with crappy water, if you're washing your foods in crappy water? Don't wash organic food in tap water. You know, just be so mindful of that. That is just so, so important. Water is like flow. It's energy. It's hydrating. It's cleansing. It's cleaning. But if it's toxic, it can't do that. So that would be, like, I don't give my dogs town water. I love my puppies. I don't want them to ever get sick. I have a really great friend. She owns Green Pet in Kiwana. She has got a distillation unit in there now, because she changed the distilled water, and she's the head vet there. She changed that whole veterinary clinic. Cats that have got UTIs, dogs that have got UTIs, dogs that won't drink water are drinking buckets of water because they are not silly. They can smell it. It's so toxic, you know, like our pets. We can't have them on bad water as well. It's just so, so bad that we have such toxic water and that we are all just, it's like we're medicating ourselves every day. That the things that we are taking into the body without even having any control over, because we are drinking this crappy water that is not clean, that is not healthy, that is not cleansing, that is not purifying, is definitely not hydrating.
I knew you had a lot to say about water. Water, air, organic foods, beautiful raw foods, vegan, plant-based diet. Thank you so much. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal. This is Project Wellness. And today I've been super blessed to speak with Sarah Parsons. Sarah, what's your website?
So we are New Earth Cafe. newearthcafe.com.au, goodness me, on Facebook, We're New Earth Cafe, on Instagram, We're New Earth Cafe. On our website, you can find all the details about the breath work, the sound healings, the yoga classes, and you can work with me one-on-one with health coaching as well. Thank you so much, Dom, for this interview, and I'm just really blessed to be able to share a few words with everyone in this world. Take your health back into your own hands, guys, and start to listen to your bodies, start to take time for yourselves in the morning, and one step at a time, just start to make small changes and watch how your whole world transforms.
Super inspiring. Thank you, Sarah. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal. You're listening to Project Wellness. Our website is medicineroom.com.au. We're on Spotify, Project Wellness, podcast, and iTunes. So tune in to us and listen to my ideas of wellness and joy. Wishing you a super blessed day. Remember to breathe, to drink clean water, to eat beautiful food, and to make those changes as Sarah suggested today. Blessings, light, and love. Have an awesome day.